What makes the top pro MCs stand head and shoulders above the rest? Okay, to me, what I've noticed is it's fluidity in program execution. Yet these top MCs can still deliver a knockout, entertaining event for the audience every time. So no matter what the event company or committees throw at them just before the event, they're not thrown off. They don't get fazed by it because they actually anticipate it, they're prepared for it, and they expect it. They take all changes in their stride, they make the necessary adjustments and changes to the program without any fuss, and they always remain cool, calm, and collected. So the question for you guys is, how do you achieve this kind of program mastery? Okay, live events are always going to be dynamic, no matter how much we prepare, and even if final programs have been emailed to us and are supposedly finalized, honestly and truthfully, a majority of the time, there's still going to be lots and lots of last-minute changes because the events are live. Even to the point where people will be running up to you while you're actually on stage trying to run the show. They'll be telling you to add in this or quick, cancel this or change this or so-and-so is not around, so take them out, take their name out of the list. Drat, the food isn't ready yet, so please drag the show. You've got to keep entertaining the audience, etc. This could be happening to you while you're on stage. So when I say fluidity in your program and program mastery, it means you have to know your programs inside out. You have to have gone through your program. To me, honestly and truthfully, I go through at least 8 times so that when any last minute changes occur, I'm on top of things, I know what I'm handling, and you know what the committee or event company are talking about, and you can quickly adjust the changes into the program. And this is, of course, without any fuss, because you are already extremely familiar with the program. And you know what is expected of you. Now, this is what takes the stress off, and it allows you to still have a handle, focus, and control of the event. This means your energies will still be directed to the audience and their enjoyment. And this, guys, is despite all the chaos that's going on behind the scenes on live events. Now, it's also important on the day of the event, when you go for the final briefing with the client and the event company, you're going to want to make sure all the little details are being or have actually been handled. Even to the point, for example, of checking the name of the company. Why? Because this actually happened to me. The event company sent me the program, and they actually had the name of the company spelt wrongly. So luckily, I checked the pronunciation of the company's name. Can you imagine if I'd gone on stage and said the wrong name of the company? Whoops. Okay. So ask questions. If it's a corporate party and I haven't already received this kind of information by email or at the final briefings, I will ask questions like this at the final briefings. What's the correct title of the VIPs making speeches or presenting the awards? Who's handling the awards or the lucky draw prizes? Who is going to be giving the awards and these lucky draw prizes to presenters? Where's the lucky draw bowl? Who is going to bring it on stage? Where are the token giveaway prizes for games? Who's going to be giving me the best dressed list? Is someone going to be presenting best dressed winners? Who will be doing the toast? Me or someone for the company, if a toast is required? Is there anything special you want me to say in the toast? Is there a food presentation by the hotel? Any changes in the awards list? Do they want award recipients to take individual photos or group photo or both? Are there tokens of appreciation for presenters? If there are names I can't pronounce, who can give me the correct pronunciation? If the program starts late, what's the latest it can finish? If it starts early, do I end early or am I expected to keep the event to the same schedule? Do you want me to announce the name of sponsors in the lucky draw? Do I mention the cost of the prizes in the lucky draw? Okay, there are many, many more questions that you may need to ask depending on the program. And of course, the type of questions you ask will vary on the event you are emceeing. But my point here is, guys, always ask, ask, ask questions. And when they give you answers, write it down on your program. Do not leave anything to memory. Too much is going on with shows. So you need to eliminate as much confusion as possible. So never, never trust anything to memory. Also, if the coordinator you've been talking to says, "Oh, gee, I'm not sure about that," or "I'll get back to you later on that question," make sure you always put a big question mark on your program and get them to give you that information later. Write down their name so you know who is going to be getting back to you with the updated information. Now, here's a hot tip, guys. If the project executive or committee member or coordinator says they'll get back to you, but they haven't written anything down, guess what? They won't get back to you because they're going to be so busy, so stressed out with so many things on their mind, they'll forget what you asked them and you'll be left stranded. So what I do is, if I see they're not writing it down, I take out my blank piece of paper and my pens and I write it down for them. Then this gives them the impression that you're on the ball. So if they think you're on the ball, chances are they'll be on the ball too, and they will definitely get back to you. So I think you get the idea. It can get pretty chaotic before events. So when you look through the event program, if there's any areas that you don't know what's happening and you haven't got a handle on it, you have to get right on top of it. Of course, you have to do this in a very warm, very friendly, and extremely patient manner. Because for live events, most of the people who are in charge are not used to doing this type of organizing, and it can in fact be really stressful for them. So it's your job to anchor them, to calm everybody down, and just sort everything out. You are the professional. You have to take the lead. And guys, that's why they're going to be paying you the big bucks. Actually, this is one of the reasons I love emceeing. I love the thrill. I love the excitement of not knowing what to expect, what's going to happen, what the audience is going to be like. And I love the challenges. But this is only because I am prepared. I've anticipated them and I expect them. So when you design your final program, make sure you leave plenty of spaces, gaps, where you can scribble in all your notes and any last minute changes. And always have blank paper and pens on standby, just in case you have to quickly rewrite everything, which, guys, I've had to do a few times. Literally, rewrite everything. Now, I've seen MCs arrive at a show less than 30 minutes before the event begins, asking the event company for a program for the night as they don't have one. Okay, some events can be very simple, and if so, then you could get away with just arriving 30 minutes before the event with no program at all. But for most events, why take that chance? Why would you want to risk your professional reputation? It takes years to develop your skills to a high standard. My advice is leave no stone unturned when it comes to delivering the best event possible for the audience. And guys, that means you need program mastery. You need to be on top of everything that's happening because, as I've told you before, you are expected to be the driver of the vehicle. So try to make sure you get the program in advance and, if possible, the awards name list, the lucky draw prizes, etc. And do a new layout of this program the way you like it. If need be, pester event companies or organizers until they send it to you. Also, take note, turnover of staff for event companies can actually be very high. So you may even be dealing with a newbie who's not very experienced yet. So don't just assume that they know what they're doing either. And guys, if you're dealing with a direct client, this may even be the first time they've ever done anything like this, and they're going to need you to advise them on everything. So this is even going to be a lot more hard work for you. So I always ask the event company to send me Word document format so that it's easy for me to edit and add in my games. If it comes in PDF format, it's a lot more work because you have to copy everything over. And I always streamline my program to just be my part. Now, programs can be emailed with everybody's job. It could have who's in charge of, you know, this part, what the photographer and videographer are doing, what lighting is supposed to be doing at this time, what music is being played, what food course is being served at what time, etc., etc., etc. I don't need to know all of that. So my advice to you guys is do what I do, clear the clutter. Edit the program to just have your part. This is how you can have program mastery. And this is one of the reasons I want programs early, so I can do all of this behind the scenes editing and also add in my fun and games. At least I then have a good chance of staying on top of everything and handling events with precision. Remember, if you've got to read through tons of stuff that has nothing to do with your part, just to find out what you're supposed to be doing, it's going to be really messy and confusing. And that will be reflected by you in your execution on stage. Now, for this module, I'm actually including a program of mine from a recent event that I did. Now, this show actually had a very experienced event company and an on-the-ball committee from the company that had been organizing events for many years. They had no problem emailing me the final program before the event, but, as is often the case, there are still going to be many, many last-minute changes, and for this event, it was no different. And yes, the committee actually were running up to me while I was on stage with a lot of last-minute instructions for things for me to do that they'd forgotten. Okay, this is the fun. By the way, a great opportunity presented itself to me here. The head of the organizing committee had actually forgotten to put on the program that special expensive gifts had actually been prepared for the wives of the VIPs who came on stage to present awards. and they forgot to tell me that there was a gift for her. So after the first wife finished presenting the award, I thanked her and she sat down. I invited the next VIP on stage for his speech, and when I went off stage, the head of the organizing committee was really flustered. He told me he'd forgotten to mention to me about these gifts, and he asked me to present the gifts to the other wives that were still to come up, but what were we going to do about the one who had just sat down? I said, "No problem, just give it to me. I'll go to her table, I'll tell her it was my mistake, I'm so sorry, I overlooked it, and may I please present her with her gift right now," which I did. And the wife was very gracious and she was very happy to receive the gift at the table. Now, this was fabulous. Why? Because I had a chance to take responsibility for the committee's oversight and I helped cover it up. In fact, I took the blame on myself. Needless to say, the head of the organizing committee was really grateful to me, and that's why something like these things can actually work in your favor. So when little things like this crop up, don't blame anyone. See it as an opportunity. Do your best to protect everyone. People will forgive you if you make mistakes. But sometimes, you know, there's company politics and there are staff who don't get along, and actually they're just looking for one of their colleagues to mess up so they can stab them in the back. So guys, if you can make people look good on shows, I can tell you they'll be eternally grateful to you, and this will make you stand out as a real pro. Now, I'm also including a testimonial. Now, this was from a committee member on an event that I did. It wasn't the event I mentioned above. This was a huge event for about 2,000 PAX. And this one had a lot of committee members. There were about 20 committee members, and there were 30 event company people overseeing things. Now, this is often the case with really large events. I've found that even though there's a tremendous amount of behind-the-scenes people working, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And it was exactly the same for this one as well. It was up to me to stay grounded, centered, and focused, and sort out lots of little things that hadn't been handled. Now, as you know, luck would have it, it turned out that it was a great event, but it was one of those really fun, challenging events to host. But again, as I stressed above, these are the events where your real professionalism can shine through. And I got a lovely testimonial from one of the committee from the company that I'm including here, that if you do things, you know, to help others, they'll give you these kinds of testimonials.
Okay, hi, Donna was our MC for tonight. She was very smiley, very accommodating, and also whenever you give her a request or anything, she will always accede to your request and everything, and she is very patient, and she's quite a lot of fun. Our leader was a bit had a bit of mishap, but she actually helped to cover up by helping me sing along and everything, so she was really good. I recommend Donna next time.
So again, go over and over the program until you've internalized it, you're on top of it, you know how to handle anything that they throw at you, and this is how you execute brilliant programs and you end up with program mastery. Because remember, we as the MCs still have to bring the excitement, the fun, and the interaction to the audience. No matter how complicated the event is, we are still ultimately expected to entertain the guests. So my key points. Point number one, You need fluidity in program execution, but you still have to deliver a knockout event. Key point number two, fluidity is achieved through practice. Go through the program at least 8 times until you have internalized it. Otherwise, you will not be able to execute program mastery. Key point number three, live events are dynamic. That means you have to expect changes and embrace all the challenges that they can throw at you. Key point number four, patience, so that you can remain cool, calm, and collected. Key point number five, you are the professional. You are the one who is expected to be on top of things, to help others out, and to make sure that others don't look bad. Key point number six, don't blame others. Look at oversight as an opportunity to show your professionalism. And key point number seven, have fun, because we're in a great business. So program mastery means don't sweat the small stuff. Okay, action steps. Well, action step number one, study your program at least 8 times until it's second nature to you and you've internalized it. Action step number two, always carry blank pieces of paper and pens to events. Why do I say multiple pieces of paper and pens? Because people will be grabbing your pens and they'll be grabbing your blank sheets of paper. They'll be disappearing left, right, and center. Action step number three, always ask questions so that you can handle everything. Action step number four, write down all changes. Never leave anything to memory. Action step number five, write down questions you want answers to. And if the project executive is carrying a program, put an asterisk or a question mark on their program where you need answers. Action step number six, make sure you know the name of the person who's coming back to you with answers to questions. And action step number seven, embrace all challenges with joy, enthusiasm, and a professional mindset. Guys, it's so exciting to do live events because when you do them well, this is how you are going to be able to build your business, make more money, and guys, that means you're going to get to live your dreams. Whoopee! Yay! So, program mastery. Work hard on it, guys. And I'll see you in the next module.